Welcome to the 2014 BunSports.com ACC football preview. Last year's Atlantic Coast Conference champion was the national champion. The Florida State Seminoles went 14-0 and won the BCS championship, the final year of the BCS. So they had a very dominant team. There were some other teams that were good, and ironically, coming out of the Coastal Division last year was none other than the Duke Blue Devils. Can they do that again? Can there be another surprise team like that from the ACC? That's what the storylines are going into 2014. I'm joined by the college football professor. College football professor, what are we going to expect this year? Is Florida State going to be a BCS? Well, it won't be BCS. Will they be a playoff contender this year?
Well, last year being the BCS champion of the last BCS playoff in that era, now we begin the playoff era.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jacob, one of the things about the ACC now is that Louisville will be added to the mix. But here's the interesting thing. Louisville is in the Atlantic Division along with Florida State and Clemson. So it's going to be Louisville, Florida State, and Clemson from one division, seeing who they're going to play in the other division, when that's the three strongest teams probably.
When you look at Louisville, and they come into this league, as you mentioned, they come from the AAC. Of course, Bobby Petrino is the coach this year, the head coach. They lost Teddy Bridgewater. But you look at this Louisville team, how will they fit in their first, looking more than just this year, but in their first few years in ACC play?
Well, you'd have to say, now, their team may not be as good as last year. I mean, they don't have Terry Bridgewater. But you'd have to say that Louisville is one of the best, you know, maybe at least three or four best programs that will be in the ACC. Louisville is in, Maryland is out, and Notre Dame has one foot in and one foot out. So that's the way it is.
That is strange. They're playing five conference games this year, as for those of you who don't know, Notre Dame starting that agreement. Although they can't go to the championship game, and they really don't have any other affiliation with the league, but they are playing those games. All right, over the past 3 years, Florida State and Clemson have been pretty dominant.
That's right. Over the last 3 years, Florida State and Clemson has gone, each of them, 20-4 in the ACC play. The only way you can pick up someone else is over the last 5 years, FSU, Clemson, and Virginia Tech have gone 30-10. So that pretty well tells you who dominates this conference.
And what about recruiting? We look at the ACC. They don't have the SEC. They don't have the depth there that the SEC does from top to bottom when you talk about the schools, but there are some teams in there.
Right, and what's interesting, while you might look at the team recruiting, Florida State would be way out front, and then Miami, then Clemson. But Virginia had two of the top, maybe top 10 players. I mean, excuse me, Virginia had two of the top 10 players in the country. So that's interesting.
As you mentioned, Florida State, Miami, and Virginia Tech pretty well solidified themselves as far as recruiting classes. Okay, let's get into these teams and go division by division, I assume. But we'll start with a division that has been the strongest, and last year, of course, had two of the top championship contenders in Florida State and Clemson. So we look at that Atlantic Division. This year they have Florida State, Clemson, and Louisville. There's some competitive imbalance in there somewhere that you have all three of these teams on one side and the other side is a little bit weaker, and we'll get into that in a minute. But who comes out on top? Is it Florida State once again?
Well, I think if you look at it, last year Florida State was just overpowering in the ACC. Their average score in the ACC was 51-12 in eight games. That's pretty dominant. And they got Jameis Winston coming back, and they have they have some stars along the offensive line. There's Cameron Irvin and Trey Jackson. They're both All-American type players. But the strength of the team will be that offensive line with four returning starters from last year's team.
I'm looking at a little bit of a fall off this year, I think, on defense. I think you're right about the offense. Six returners on defense, seven on offense, as you mentioned. A guy by the name of Jameis Winston will be lining up behind the center. So, yes, it looks like Florida State is once again poised for another title run, or at least an ACC title run, and then they'll get into the playoff, and we'll see where it goes from there. I do think they will beat Clemson when it's all said and done. However, I think people are underselling Clemson. Yes, they lost Taj Boyd, and they lost quite a bit off of last year's team, but they still have a defense that I think can be competitive. You look at their defense, they returned seven starters from last year's team, 11-2. The only two losses, well, they lost to Florida State. They were beaten badly, of course, by Florida State. But they also lost to South Carolina, which, as we know, Clemson's not beating South Carolina at all lately. So I think Clemson is going to be right there. I think that game against Florida State is going to be very interesting. And by the way, that game is in week four. That's the third game of the year for Clemson. So a very interesting contest early on. Louisville, as we mentioned, they're coming into the league this year, and we'll see if they can be competitive. So now we move to the Coastal Division. Last year, Duke won this side. This year, it's wide open, in my opinion. Look, you look at Georgia Tech. They haven't been as good. Duke, can they get back in it? And then what about Virginia Tech? Where does this program stand right now?
Well, it's interesting. Frank Beamer, 27 years as head coach of Virginia Tech. This is interesting, Jacob. They do not play Florida State. They do not play Clemson. They do not play Louisville. So I think they are, to me, in my mind, they are the favorite to win. While, you know, North Carolina might be the best team, I don't know. But the fact that they don't play in either of the top three tells me they're going to be hard to beat in that central or coastal division, because North Carolina plays Clemson and they play at Miami.
I want to ask you about a specific program in the ACC Coastal, and that's Georgia Tech. You've been a supporter of Paul Johnson. You've talked about him as one of the up-and-coming coaches, but here he is. He's in his seventh year in Georgia Tech, and last year 7-6. They returned six starters on offense, four on defense. Where is this program right now, and where is Johnson as far as a head coach right now in this league?
I think he's not able to get the talent that he needs, especially on defense. Now, you notice there he's got four returning starters on defense.
Yeah.
That smells like trouble to me.
Yeah, especially but in that option run
that's
system.
That's right, that's right.
Well, that'll do it for our ACC 2014 football preview. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I will say this, Virginia Tech, they, you know, they had Logan Thomas. He's gone as their quarterback. He was 6'6". 257. He's being replaced by Michael Brewer, who is 6'1", 185, a transfer from Texas Tech. That's quite a drop in size, isn't it?
It is, no doubt. Indeed. Well, it should be Florida State's again, most likely, unless something else happened. But, you know, college football is always unpredictable, and anybody can win. So we'll see who comes out on top in the ACC in 2014.